Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Paul Allen joined by Minnesota Vikings tight end Kyle Rudolph, who has not played since the away game at New Orleans. He's back this weekend to take on the Chicago Bears. He's also back on Vikings Game Plan. Welcome back to the show, but welcome back to the field, too. You got to feel good.
Thank you. I do feel good. It was good to be back out there in practice this week with my teammates. Nothing's worse than watching, so it's definitely good to be back out there.
Why is it so bad watching? You just want to get out there and help so badly?
You do. You know, there's not a bigger feeling than being out there making plays for your team, and there's not a worse feeling of being helpless. Like, you know, you can go to meetings, you can do all that you can to help the guys in your room, but you personally can't make any plays. You're standing on the sidelines. There's nothing you can do. So I'm happy to be back out there.
So now that you are you back full throttle, or do you have to ease your way back? How's that going to work?
It's been really important for me over the last couple weeks, you know, having the bye week last week and then going through practice this past week, getting myself ready to when Sunday comes around, I'm full throttle. It was really important for me to not be out there, 75, 80%. I'm expected to play at a really high level. For me personally, I have really high expectations, so I'm not going to be out there if I'm not playing at a high level.
The groin / abdomen, how painful was it when you had to sit out? And how does something like that happen?
Well, first of all, it's something that happens over time. You know, it's not one incident. It's wear and tear over time. And then I had the groin issue against the Saints, which did happen on one specific play. But the surgery wasn't too bad. Dr. Myers in Philadelphia is the best core surgeon in the world. So they fixed me up good, and then the trainers here, Shugs, those guys in there, did a really good job getting me back.
Now, when Kyle played against the New Orleans Saints, he did have a brief opportunity to work with rookie quarterback Teddy Bridgewater. Back with Teddy Bridgewater today, what do you think of his development?
Teddy's incredible. Where he's come, you know, throughout the spring, the success that he was able to have in the preseason, how much he was able to learn the first 2.5 weeks from Matt, and then how much he's grown as a player over the last 6 weeks. It's been a true credit to Teddy and his work ethic. So I'm excited to get back out there with a Teddy Bridgewater in week 10 because I've seen the success that he's had over the last 6 weeks.
How can you help this offense? Maybe not necessarily completely today, but for the rest of the season.
For me, it's important to make plays to help us win games. If that's in the run game, that's what I have to do. If it's pass protecting, that's what I have to do. And most importantly for me, in the passing game, you know, making plays to move the chains, making plays in the red zone to put points on the board.
The Vikings defense, you've not only seen it while you weren't playing, but you've gone against it before. Second in the NFL in sacks, fourth in pass defense, a completely different restructured defense from last year. What do you think of that defense?
That defense is playing at a really high level right now. The guys, you know, it starts with the guys up front, you know, them putting pressure on the quarterback. Opposing quarterbacks have long days against us, you know, with all those guys in his face. And then, our guys on the back end have really held up well. So, it's a credit to that defense playing as a whole.